Podcast with your hosts, Pocky and Chris. We are people who are passionate about business, success, and culture, and this is our platform to showcase people in our city who made it happen. On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what it takes to build a barber school and a clothing company with the founders of Original Barber School and OBS, which is the original brand style. We welcome them back, Mr. Steven Jackson and Carl Littles, man. So great to have y'all back, man. Man,
appreciate it. How you guys been?
Good stuff.
Solid, man. We've been grinding, man. We've been talking about everything offline, man. So we had, since the time we've had you guys on, I think it was 3 years ago. I think it was in 2020, right there in the middle of the pandemic. Y'all been doing a lot since then, man. So let's first just jump into how you guys came up with this idea of the Original Barber School.
It's kind of like a story off of Martin. We got our versions.
Okay.
Yeah, see, drop it.
I had to figure out a way how I was going to get from behind the chair. That was my one of my main concerns.
Okay.
Being a barber, you know, you see the barbers get old, mm-hmm. and then slowly, you know, they start losing their clientele. Just do a change pace of life, you know, styles change, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So I thought about education. I was inspired by a couple of international educators in the country. I went back to barber school, became a licensed instructor, came back, and I talked to Steven about potentially, you know, partnering up and putting a barber school in the state of Nevada.
Okay.
And business, you know, Steve is very business oriented. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he said, let me see what you got. Let me see, and let's look at everything, lay everything out. He's seen it. He liked what he's seen. He already has multiple businesses. Mm-hmm. So this was a venture not only just for, you know, helping a friend out, but also a good business venture for him. You know? And so we started moving forward as far as looking for buildings and so forth. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that we built a culture around barbering. I'm going to let Steve go from there.
Actually, he's pretty spot on, but I'll give a little bit more meat to that. Carl and I have been friends since high school, mm-hmm. and Carl been cutting my hair for a very long time. And I would say me going to a vocational high school, I had exposure to the trades, right? Mm-hmm. I went to school for drafting. I wanted to be an architect. Mm-hmm. But at the same vocational high school, I had people doing Cosmo. My sisters, I had two sisters, but one of my sisters actually is a beautician, and she went to cosmetology school. Okay. So in the midst of me having that exposure in high school, and then fast forward, NFL happens, I started a nonprofit after the name family, Jackson's, and it was for children literacy. And it ties back to all of us being, if you're part of the school district or you live here now, we all know the struggles that it has.
Oh, yeah.
And in the midst of knowing that and us being very proud of where we come from, mm-hmm. we wanted to problem solve. And it was just me living around the country. You know, mm-hmm. I lived in some of these areas like Boston and St. Louis. Academics is just very high achieving right?
Yeah, yeah.
And for me to see that and see these kids, like 8, 9 years old, doing these wizard things, you know, I'm like, well, so it's not an age thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the resources and putting into that.
Yeah.
So, just like he said, you know, he's thinking about excellent being behind the chair. I'm thinking about excellent in the game of football. But I always knew that our bond was going to be something back home to give back to the community. Yeah. And with us both having an interest in educating and wanting to put the next generation ahead of us where we were at their age. We always want to give back and look back that today, whenever, you know, our casket drops, the city, you know, the city be like, those two brothers did what they did it, and it's up to us to continue it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we felt that our generation, that we was more than capable and more than willing to step up and be some of the guys up front. Yeah. You know, we're not everybody, but we know we were up front.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, both of you have business backgrounds, right? You guys, you know, built businesses, done things in business. Yeah. But once you transition to like education, you know, that seems like a very different type of field to be in. Because now it's, you know, how can I give you the most? How can I, you know, also grow a business, make it profitable? But how I'm really going to teach you a skill. You know, what kind of challenges you run into when you move from that business, which is just, you know, cutting numbers, but now you're dealing with people and education and trying to develop, which seems like a little bit different.
Well, that's where he stands out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you get so many different ages that are interested in the art of barbering, you know, it challenges you as an educator. Mm-hmm. You got to see so many different type of learning styles, and you got to make sure that you not only show them or educate them on what they should expect with the Nevada State Barber Exam, but also life skills. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a lot of young men that they really need mentors.
1,000%.
Yeah. So, and I know that's one of the areas that we really want to touch on. You know, dealing with the kids, not just dealing with the kids, but just building this relationship with the kids in the community in Las Vegas.
That's the one thing that I love about the barber. Like, I'm originally from Chicago, but I live, like you said, in Boston and New England. The barbershop was like the hospital, especially in the black community, right? Mm-hmm. You learn so much mentorship. You talk about everything, marriage. But not only that, it's becoming extremely profitable, right? Like, I was reading last year, I mean, the revenue for barbershops was well over $5 billion, which is going to continue to keep going up. But I know it's tough. It's tough on your body and it's tough on that. But to be able to get that knowledge, you've been a master barber for over 20 years, right?
From my understanding? Yes, sir.
Okay. So where do you see the barber industry going? Like, where do you see that actual, because it's not hit a ceiling yet. It's continuing to keep getting better. But where do you see it going?
Well, you know, now a lot of barbers wanted to touch on different services.
Yeah.
What's now is male grooming, right?
Yeah.
So now they're tapping in on facials and skincare.
Yeah.
You know, they're touching on color and chemical texture services. So they're really working with the shear mechanics, not just clipper mechanics now.
Okay.
So it's growing, and you're seeing more demonstrators, you're seeing more educators, you're seeing more influencers.
I mean,
the barber industry is just growing tremendously, and I love it. I love to see it because
we
want to see the industry evolve, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We just want to make sure we're a part of it.
You know. And Vegas needs that. I mean, like you were saying, I mean, you guys grew up here. I've been here for, 15, 16 years, and I love it. And that's why, you know, Vegas Circle, I mean, we're trying to show business owners and give people the platform to be able to share what they're doing. But you guys are helping them build the trade to make money and actually make a career for themselves, which is absolutely awesome. I mean, I really applaud y'all for doing that because that's extremely hard to do, man.
Like, you're changing life at that point.
It is. You know, you're just thinking about the stress that people are under. You
100%,
know? You know, a majority of us are first generational, if you're able to make the wealth, right? So now you got new shouldering, you know, your older generation and your younger generation. You're part of the sandwich. You know, they call you the sandwich generation because you're trying to make sure that you're providing for the older and you feel that, indeed, they took care of you. But then the younger, you're trying to create a path forward.
Yeah.
And I think so many people get stuck in this rut, and they feel like, you know, life is unfair, or they just can't get their break. But a lot of times, you know, even if you don't choose to be a barber for 20, 30 years, you just need to be able to provide for yourself till you find out what's next. And, you know, when me and Carl always talk about, you know, he's going to teach his, he's teaching them the process and how he wants them to go about, you know, cutting a hair or servicing a client, mm-hmm. you know, and then we also give them some backbone knowledge of just like day-to-day how to run a business, right?
Love
this
that.
Is how you show up. This is what you should, how you should conduct yourself. If, you know, if this happened, you know, check X, Y, and Z first, right? Or, you know, if you need to promote, are you coming in early and you leaving late, right?
Yeah.
You can't just show up and thinking that because a guy's been in the shop for 10 years, you're going to have the same clientele and demand that he or she does. Okay. There's no way that's going to happen. You got to put in the time and the hours, and that happens when no one's around, right? So coming from the athletics background, I could talk to that. And coming from the background of where he is, he could speak to that and preach to that because he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when you blend our two formulas, it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Are you speaking to them about the financial literacy? I know we tapped onto that a little bit before,
yeah,
but Carl, it's hard to be able to budget.
It is, but Carl does a great job of bringing guest speakers in.
Okay. Oh, that's all in the program.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what's up.
Just to understand, right, like when you're a barber, you are your own business, right? They rent the chair, or is it they're an employee, like an hourly paid employee?
It depends on how you run your shop.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody's different.
Yeah.
And, so if you are an independent contractor, that's where that personal business acumen comes in, where, you know, really if I don't get nobody coming in to see me, I ain't making no money. My hourly is gone.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
What would you say that separates you guys and that makes you more special than other barber schools out there, being that you guys are kind of the up-and-coming for like the last year or two? What would you say separates you guys?
I would say me. This is what me observing my friend. I think maybe he gets, you know, pay me the compliment back.
Yeah.
I think Carl is so hands-on. I think any entrepreneur, right, anybody who's watching this, any entrepreneur, people watch you. And the way you treat your business,
yeah,
that's how they're going to treat it. And the fact that they see Carl and I pushing it, they see us every day. They see Carl every day in the school. They see me online. They see me pushing. I could be on the internet. I could be on an interview in the NFL, and some kind of way, I'm gonna figure out how to say OBS. I'm gonna figure out how to say original barbershop, right? Yeah. And that's promotion. That's pubbing. That's just pushing and drumming the beat to what we want to do, and that's ultimately help people find themselves.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about, too, just backing that up, and I want to cut you off. Yeah. Original, just in general, of what that name means. I know, and can you share that a little bit about?
Well, that's not a duplicate of anything.
Yeah.
You're your own individual, and mm-hmm. we want to make sure everybody shows mm-hmm. their individuality. When they're leaving our program, everybody can have the same system.
Yeah.
They can have the same work ethic, but you want to make sure that you stand out from the rest.
Makes a lot of sense, man. And I never tap onto that, but no. You know, I know he was sharing a little bit. Anything that you wanted to add on there?
No, he was dead on. You just don't and I know he realizes it, but at the same time, a lot of people don't realize how many times I get, man, Steve is pushing that thing. He's pushing that thing. I said, man, he's like, y'all pushing that thing.
Yeah.
And I say, man, you know what? We look at each other, I want to say, 4 or 5 times a month and say, let's keep going.
Yeah, and you love this too. Both of you, I can see, are passionate about it because of the fact that you're really trying to help people and really push the culture forward, which is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it takes more than just one person. Yeah. I mean, we're trying to build our team, and we got a good team around us, but we got to make sure we just keep our hair straight.
Yeah,
and you start to see a lot of these things that, you know, like you brought about the internet and pushing on that in, but how do you prepare for some things that you may feel are going to disrupt you in the future, where you do see the internet and they're moving out of these schools that historically we feel like you need to be in person to teach barbering, right? But at some point, I feel like there is going to try to transition to that online. Do you guys prepare for that in a sense to try to get ahead of it, or is it?
What do you mean online, like an AI, it's a robot?
An online education platform, like historically, like real estate license. I couldn't go get one. Yeah. Oh, they already have them already. Yeah, that's
with Zoom and Teams.
Yeah,
things like
but
that.
You could also go, and I'm not knocking anything. I mean, I was an online student, but you could go online and get a degree.
Yeah,
but it's a difference.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know these. These Harvards and Stanfords of the world, right? They are able to charge the curriculum that because they provide a service and a premium in the education and the environment that you put your students in. That's how we feel about OBS, right? Mm-hmm. We're just not a barber school. Yes, there are other barber schools in the state and in the city, but what we feel that we bring and what we are going to help you do over the 10-month program, and as long as you associate it with us, you give us your all, you're going to get our all from us, and I bet you won't regret it.
Yeah, because I feel like it is one of those things where you do need to have that personal experience, right? You need somebody to teach you how to have the bedside manner, I don't know a better term, but somebody that's going to teach you how to talk to people and be friendly.
So, you know, one thing I tell my students all the time, the only way you're going to learn how to cut hair is by cutting hair.
You got to be there.
You have to be there. I can't give you my muscle memory. Yeah. I can go like this a million times, but I got to give you the tools, and I want to say at least 99% of our students wants some type of licensed instructor that's going to be right there and explain to them the do's and don'ts with a haircut, the do's and don'ts with safety and sanitation, with patron protection, right? So as far as online programs, you most likely can do something like that just for a written exam. But you still need the practical portion of your program.
Yeah. I get a lie. I went to the barbershop for the first time in my life, not that long ago, maybe, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. First time in my life.
No.
It wasn't ours.
No.
I didn't see you on the camera.
Okay. I was going to say, where you going? My hair goes back.
Shots
fired. He's a whole back up.
Fantastic job. You know, really knocked out of the park. You know, but obviously, I never did it before, so it was a new experience for me. But for me, I've been doing my own forever. Yeah. Obviously, not to your point, probably not doing the best job doing it myself. Yeah. So I went through and I picked the brain. Like, you know, what are you doing differently? And I can start to gauge the feedback by you showing me as you're doing it. And that's a very different experience than seeing it online.
Absolutely.
Hands. I don't think you can get the same online. Just like when we went, we laugh all the time about online when we went during Zoom. I hated Zoom. You know, doing interviews. Yeah. I love being able to do this because you feel the energy being in the room. And I've seen you, you know, do your videos and things like that. It's amazing. You feel the energy and the passion behind it. And they need that customer service, too, to be that you teach. And I've seen some of the things you've done. So now you guys do a blend of things, right? So you guys do the hair shows, the barber school, and then you actually have the barber shop. What's the difference with the hair shows? Is that more marketing to kind of say what your brand is, or is that to bring the community together?
The shows is to provide continuous education for the barber community.
Okay. Okay.
And allow barbers to showcase their talent.
Okay.
We also have competitions as well.
Okay.
The competitive edge of barbers is there. Some people don't realize it, but in order to win a trophy, money, prizes, and so forth, product, it's there. A lot of men in general have a competitive edge.
100%.
So we provide different categories, but before we go too far, you forgot about OBS Lifestyle Clothes.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. I got you covered, man. We're gonna jump into that.
Hold on.
Yeah. We're gonna jump into that. Yeah.
But that's basically what it does. It allows barbers to network. And then also it brings some of the beauticians, nail techs, and so forth, a lot of other beauty industry professionals to come together and just kind of hone their skill set a little bit and see what's going on, see where the trends is going. It's something that I was passionate about, and it just helps all the way around.
Yeah. No, I figured that we could bring all of that together, especially with your shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start off by OBS with the shirt.
Vegas Circle Podcast is brought to you by RAC Financial. They help new and established businesses with simple, secure, and reliable payment processing. RAC's credit card merchant processing services are unmatched. Visit racfinancial.com today and mention Vegas Circle Podcast.
Okay, well.
So what does that shirt mean?
It's a local map of the city.
Okay.
And I'll let Steve tap in because he actually designed this one.
That's
what's up.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a brainchild. There's many people in the background. But, you know, we always try to do a little bit. We do things for fonts, and then we're also going to give you guys graphics, right? Okay. And in the graphics, there's always going to be a double meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. We love hip-hop. We're fans of music. We love art. And, you know, anytime you can make somebody stand still and think about something, right, and we all may have different perspectives, it opens up conversation, and you never know where that goes, right? And it goes right back to entrepreneur, right?
Yep.
You know, exploring who's in the room, finding out who knows what, and then trying to figure out how can we solve this issue together. That's what I'm always about. Mm-hmm. So the transit map is, you know, it's a map of Vegas, and far too many people that come to Vegas never leave the Las Vegas Strip, for one, right? Yeah.
You're right.
For one, they never leave the Strip. But if they do leave the Strip, most of us stay in our areas. I'm from East Las Vegas, and for a long time, I only repped East, and I was very proud of that. And as you get older, right, you start having friends from other different sides of the city. You just life takes on, and you start to realize those guys or those people are just like me.
You're right.
And we're just separated by streets and blocks that we choose not to go down for whatever reason, but they still have the same ambitions, they still have the same things that they want in life that I want in life. And that's what the Vegas Transit Map is for us, is that it's pushing ourselves to explore the city, get to know outside, get to know other areas of the city, but also how to rep it in a way that you just don't have, you know, welcome to Las Vegas on your chest. Yeah.
There's a lot of thought behind it.
So that's the transit map?
Yeah. That's Vegas, the whole
city. Yeah.
But like the...
We south right now.
No, that's beautiful, man. I saw when you did a video of it, and I saw on the website, man. That's awesome, man. That's a good statement to be able to have, man. Yeah. That's powerful. Share a little bit about this, the Dean Nation Collective. You guys did
Damnation.
Damnation, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Collective with your alma mater.
My alma mater, right.
About that. How'd you guys make that happen?
Yeah, so a year ago when NIL was a big thing, I reached out to Carl. I said, Carl, I think, you know, there's a play here.
Okay.
And I explained to him, I said, well, these student athletes, what they're looking for is X, Y, and Z. Okay. And we could provide that, you know. And in providing that is, I said, hey, I just want to be able to sign off because we only do original in black and white.
Yeah.
Can we do original in black and orange?
Oregon, I got you.
He was like, I'm cool with that. So we made a call down and made a pitch to the football program and to the athletic program and said, hey, you know, not only do we want to use the student athletes as models, but, you know, we believe there's an education that could take place in this.
Okay.
And with me having, you know, being a student athlete and looking, knowing what most student athletes are looking for, you know, there was some things that I knew in the weeds that we could provide.
It'd
be fresh with it.
Yeah.
It was something that we did a run last year. It went really well. We're hoping to continue the partnership again. Unfortunately, right now, the university's kind of trying to figure out what's happening because the Pac-12 is literally changing in front of us.
Yeah, that's right.
So you know, it goes back to, again, being a business, you know, you have to have one or two things in the iron and see which one catches fire. Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
How do you guys advertise as far as you guys use your traditional advertising, social? Like, what's your best piece of advertisement?
Say social media, word of mouth.
Yeah. That's how y'all get in the brand. I'll be seeing people rocking it too, everywhere. Yeah. And then wherever you at.
Yeah, we got to get more people to tag us when they rock it, though. We know we're selling it.
We heard that.
Yeah.
You guys tag.
Yeah, we do.
Yes,
100%.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. That's real. No, I like what y'all doing. I mean, I'm rocking it now. I like the hoodies and everything y'all did. It's definitely different. And it's funny when I be out at certain places, people know it. They're like, wait a minute, you know. Yeah. And it's funny, man. So y'all bringing the community together with that setup.
And you have a nice spread at the shop, too. Like a whole little setup over there. Definitely check them out if you want to get some.
Yeah.
You still selling? So you still have the, I don't want to call it pop-up, but the actual barber shop. Yeah, still have the actual store in there.
Yeah, we have
right
a footprint.
There. Okay.
Yeah, we have a footprint in the school and in the shop. And, okay. You know, hopefully, as you know, we always trying to expand. Yeah.
Well, the clothing industry is extremely hard, right?
It's very hard.
When did you guys put this to play, like when you actually launched it? When did that happen? Because it's hard to do, man.
2020.
Yeah. 2020, okay. So right in the pandemic, literally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just knew that people wanted to still rep the brand, but didn't want to wear, they're not going to want to wear the original barbershop or original barber school logo with the address in the back. Not all the time, right? They'll probably wear it to the grocery store or, you know, if they're just moving and grooving. But if they wanted to have some type of touch with us, if they're going to the movies, if they're going to dinner, right? We figured if we have a conversation piece, like Steven talked earlier, original. Oh man, you wearing the original shirt, you wearing the original hat. What is that?
That's exactly what they say. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny you ask because, you know, our barber, they got a clothing line, OBS, and whoop, and then I said, oh, okay. And then the graphic shirt, the rose, the transit map. Man, that's a cool shirt. Oh, it's funny you ask because
we got the clothing,
and it's all tied in. And OBS is more fashionable. Every time I rock the OBS, the transit or the rose, I'm going out.
Yeah,
I'm going out. I'm putting on something real dapper.
Yeah,
when I wear anything that has original on it, not to downplay it, but I'm moving through the city, but I still have my professional look, my upkeep look. So we have a little bit of something for everything.
That's what's up. What would you think is your biggest obstacle that you guys have dealt with building this clothing company? Because it's extremely hard to be able to reinvent and come up with these new ideas.
I'll keep it real.
Yeah.
Having your friends support you.
Man, Steve,
strangers support you.
Steve, you speaking my language, brother.
Strangers support you with no problem. Yeah. It's having your friends.
Yeah.
Right? And wanting them to respect you and the business. Mm. And that's been the toughest challenge. You know, often Carl and I, we call each other, and it's not that we watch to see if somebody's going to support. Mm-hmm. It's just like, did you see that? And he's like, yeah, I saw it. It's just like, okay, I ain't tripping, right? You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those kind of checkmate things, but like, we keep it moving, you know? I only state that because I believe somebody's going to watch this and going through that same thing. And I just tell you, that's normal. Mm-hmm. Keep going, and eventually they'll get on or they get out the way.
You speaking our language. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a conversation with Glenn, you know, International GT. Shout out to him. Good brother.
Shout out.
Man.
Yeah.
And you're 100% right.
Yeah.
People always want a handout and they want a favor.
Yeah.
And it's funny. That's what I was telling y'all. I love the fact that I could pay and go buy y'all stuff. Yeah. Like, actually come up there and do it because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So we do it with all the other products. Why not do it for your own? So
yeah.
I love that you said that, the honesty of it. I want to ask you just one question about football. How do you feel about Super Bowl being here?
Oh, I'm excited.
Coming up in February.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
Being someone that's on the spearhead of like kicking the door down and saying we have Vegas NFL talent in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
I take really, really great pride in, like, even when I see a kid, maybe at University of Notre Dame or wherever, Miami, and you see a guy say, I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, I feel that that's a part of my roots. That's a part of my tree, mm-hmm. right? And for a very long time, a lot of people just looked at us as a transit city. We didn't have any talent here. Mm-hmm. And UNLV would go and get, you know, LA's 4th, 5th pick, where, you know, you had guys that were very good football players, but they just, for some other reason, didn't feel like they were good enough to play at D1 level. So now, having the Super Bowl in our backyard, I recall You know, there were times the NFL didn't even want to support. I had a free football camp, but there was the stigma of gaming, right?
Yeah, wow.
And to now have
a lot of problems.
With a lot of the problem was that to now fast forward to have a Vegas Raiders, to have a Super Bowl, the biggest game, the biggest sporting event in the year here in your backyard. It shows you how far we come as a city, and the athletes here show that not only can we support a Super Bowl, but actually we might have somebody in the Super Bowl that's from here. It's pretty dope.
That's awesome.
Are you going to go?
I would be in the building.
Yeah,
I would be in the building.
Hopefully, that'd be nice. Yeah. Be fun.
No, it's exciting to see that. I mean, you picked on a lot is that Vegas Knights has shown that, right?
Yeah.
And we're just going to continue to keep getting better. You know about the expansion team.
Right.
The NBA is going to be happening. So I love seeing what's happening with Vegas, just the growth over the next probably 7 years or so. But for your perspective, what do you guys see happening with business-wise over the next, you know, 5-10 years in Vegas in general? Do you continue to see us continue to grow or –
Oh, I can see small businesses growing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we're the fastest growing city in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think as long as we have the same self-driven, motivated young youth and they see entrepreneurs move like me and Steven,
mm-hmm.
I think they'll continue being inspired and they'll kick down the door right behind us.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll add to that. I believe he's right. I believe we will have that energy amongst the youth and the young and entrepreneurs, but it's going to take politicians and legislators to get on board. We can't just be a one show, and I can't all about be about gaming.
Yeah,
we have to be able to share the pie and allow and trust that these young small business people will grow with the city, but at the same time, as they diversify, you know, they bringing in, you know, the Teslas and all these batteries and all these other companies,
mm-hmm.
allow for the small business owner to do the same thing. Let us find our roots and figure out what people want to do and not necessarily be a 9-to-5 person.
Yeah,
that goes back to the education.
Yeah.
It's so important here to really focus on developing that next round of talent.
It's going to
be those
right.
business leaders and growing our industries here.
Yeah,
and you know, guys like yourselves and other business, small business owners that's leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to have our success. You know, it changed that conversation in Carson City, right?
Yeah,
it shows that it's proven.
Yeah, true. I love it. Yeah. What would you say with us being a business podcast? I know we asked you guys this before, but can you bless our listeners with one gem of business advice if they're wanting to start their own business or they want to go to your barber school and make a career in barbering? What would you say to them?
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a reserve. Mm-hmm. Have a reserve ready. I don't think, you know, a few people come to us and have been of interest, like, hey, you know, we really like what you guys are doing. And, you know, you shoot a number and that number is an exact number. You always need extra,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is, you know, he alluded to earlier in the conversation. When we started in 2020, we knew we wanted to be in fashion. We knew we wanted to be education. We knew all this thing. But the moment we bought our building, the world closed.
Oh, that's right.
We had a building empty for a year.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? And fortunate enough for us, we had a reserve.
That's scary, man.
But it's scary.
Yeah, that's scary
right?
as hell.
Because now you not only are you sitting on a commercial building, but you are in the world of like dealing with the public. And at that time,
money to
right?
Build.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even think about it.
Right. Yeah. So that would be my advice.
That's a very good statement. Yeah. What would you say, Carl? Yeah, I'm gonna add to that in a second. But that's crazy. Yes. Yeah.
If I'm talking to any entrepreneur, young business person coming in the industry now. Oh, man, build some tough skin. It's gonna be tough. It's people are gonna turn on you, drop of a dime.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Y'all speakers, y'all taking us to church, man. Y'all, that's telling the truth. Yeah,
yeah. Don't take nothing personal.
Yep.
Build tough skin. Don't take nothing personal, and just look at every journey as a business journey.
Yeah,
you know, it's just business. Yeah. You know, so we got to protect what we doing.
Yeah.
We're protecting OBS by any means.
Yeah. I'm happy you said, I'll never forget this. I remember hearing this businessman I spoke to back when I was probably 20, 21 years old. And he always just said, like, welcome to life on planet Earth. And you got to look at human nature and people are crazy.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're going to be.
Yeah.
So you just got to love them. Yeah. Love them from a distance sometimes. But you're 100% right. Yeah. So transition a little bit. We always ask about restaurants, man. We got to get one gem from y'all, man. So favorite restaurant in Vegas, especially being Las Vegans. So give us a gem.
Well, I'm gonna go with
where we just had dinner.
That, but we can talk about like a
just anything, either pop up, high, you know, hole in the wall, whatever's on your mind.
So we meet at Smoke and Fire often.
Yeah. Which one?
Smoke and Fire.
I haven't heard that one either.
It's a barbecue spot by the barber school, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to that. Okay.
It's on Russell and Pecos.
Okay, yeah. Never heard of that.
And they got some blueberry sliders.
Okay.
That we probably take home.
Oh, easy.
Every time we.
Yeah. My wife.
That's a gym. I never heard of that spot.
My wife
before.
Was like, hey, can you bring some sliders?
that's a gym.
But
that's a
good one. We do it. I mean, for our birthday, we have a group of friends that we kind of bounce around some steakhouses in the city.
Okay.
Yeah. And we just went to one. And, Steve actually changed the schedule on us a little bit. And I'm glad he did because we were going to
Cleveland there.
We were going
Cleaver.
To Cleveland. We were
Cleaver,
going,
yeah. Cleaver, I know Cleaver.
Cleaver. Sorry.
Yeah, Cleaver.
Yeah, we were going
to Cleveland. Yeah. I know Cleaver. Yeah,
it was great. And the other one we just went to was
in Resorts World. I can't think of the name of it. It's really
You talking about
Carver Steak.
Carver Steak.
Yeah. Okay. Two good. That was three great ones. But the first one you said the barbecue spot. What was that one more time?
Smoke and Fire.
Smoke and Fire.
I'm gonna check out. I've been to the other two already, but Smoke and Fire, I'm gonna check out. I never heard of it.
It's worth going to
get the blueberry sliders.
Okay, that's a gem, man. What else for y'all, man? 2023, I know y'all been grinding, man. What else y'all trying to finish up strong with 2023, or what should we look for next year?
Well, you know, we're going to have a fall drop
on the
lifestyle brand stuff. You know, we continue to bring that heat in the clothing-wise. And then I think Carl, what he's doing with the school is amazing. Right now, we don't have any openings, but, you know, God's willing, in 2024, we're hoping that we have some more space available for new students.
Okay.
Right now, you know, I think the earliest a student could get in is November.
That's the
great job that he's doing over there, leading the staff over there, and our students are graduating and going on to have their own careers at different barbershops, various barbershops around the city. We're always going to continue to show love. But, you know, for us, continued growth, man. We're not stopping.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Support y'all, man. Anything else you want to leave us on, Carl?
No, just tune in to OBS.
We
just going to keep on going.
Killing it, man.
In.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call y'all the original brothers, man. Yeah. Y'all be killing it, man. Y'all killing it, man. I support what y'all doing. Seriously, man. Straight up.
I do want to say one last thing. I have this shirt on the rose, and we didn't really get into the depths of it, but it's about giving people their flowers while they're alive. And, you know, unfortunately, I left the shirts running from football practice.
You good, brother.
You know, I'm volunteering coaching right now, high school, but you know, we believe in giving their flowers, and you guys are definitely giving our flowers over the last 4 or 5 years. You guys have been up and operating, and it's a blessing to be able to reciprocate that. And we just want to tell you, we give your flowers back to you as well, man. Not only are you guys giving a platform for us and our businesses, but to the various businesses that's on your show. I listen quite often. You guys do a really good job.
Thank you.
And you expose me to what's going on in the city as well. So,
thank you, brother. Man, that means a lot.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, that means a lot, man.
Goosebumps.
Straight up. Yeah. No, that really means a lot, man. We just grinding just like y'all, man, and trying to figure out what we need to pivot and adapt and make better. So appreciate y'all, man. Check us out at thevegascircle.com and check these brothers out, man. So thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Really good stuff.